Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick,
what a beautiful day it is today, Phil.
Oh, glorious day here in Gawler.
It is.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful.
A bit of bad luck about yesterday.
We won. Second to top side. Second to top side. Knocked them off. 114-88.
Notice how I led you into so that you could say that without sounding
hurry up
so
and
you're
bring up Saturday
bragging. Yeah, folks, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Because he says that Wednesdays don't count, but now they
not
very much
don't
do.
Count. I didn't say that. Now I got now, in trouble yesterday with our team manager, Matthews, told
now,
me off.
Now
for that.
Wednesdays have taken on full significance because they got knocked off on Saturday.
He told me off yesterday for saying it didn't count.
Right,
it's a good practice on a Wednesday. That's what I've said all along.
Practice.
But Saturday, we lost just a bit of a hiccup. That's all it was. Tranmere, half a dozen shots down overall, which is nothing. We'll see them back on our track
I
second
heard
round.
That Tranmere were so impressive. They had half their blokes not there because of they were in COVID quarantine. Oh. And you still got knocked off. Is that right?
No. Unlucky. But anyway, we move on. And this week, we got the Barossolite and bowls competition here. All probably to plan, I would have thought. Freeling losing to Tanunda, 81-94. I haven't got my glasses on here today, Rick. I'm struggling with it. Mount Pleasant, 89-91. Angaston, absolutely annihilated Lindock. Lindock, a little bit of trouble during the week, but a few out, had five out of their side, 126-63.
I might remind our listeners that I think Lindock were your
Lindock
pick
were in
to
the top three or two. Well, still chance there, boys. Pull your fingers out. Kapunda, 79 to Newry, 93.
Yep.
Newry on the coming back. There
well,
they come.
Well, they are, but I mean, what about Kapunda, top of
two
the tree?
Two in a row.
Two in a row.
My old mate Adrian Green lost his first rink loss for the year to Newry. So we've got the ladder just looking like Angaston top, Kapunda still second, Tanunda blowing up wind up them, and Newry blowing wind up Tanunda. That's the top four.
Well, it's good though, from a competition point of view, that teams are beating teams. It's not, you know, they're out of order, as it were. So it shows that the competition
it's,
is pretty even.
Pretty even comp.
Yeah.
So we've got it. I'll quickly run through just a couple of the top skips. I had a look. Dylan Leary, Wilson, he's in the rink there. 7-1. Wayne Williams, 7-1. And John A. Voigt, 7-1. So that's just the top couple. Now, Rick, I do have to sing a cheerio out.
Oh, right.
Chap tapped me on the shoulder at the bowls on Sunday, and he told me he said he loves our show. Perhaps it could be worth a mention. So, Bruce Field. Here you are. There's your mention.
Bruce, obviously you're a highly intelligent man too.
Well, you need more to do, so you don't have to listen to it. But anyway, Bruce, are your top lad, plays at Angaston, good bowler, and it's always nice to hear those comments, Rick.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Okay, local cricket.
Local cricket.
Very briefly.
I'll try and read that, don't I? Angaston defeated Lindock.
Correct.
7-194, Lindock 1-2-3.
Yep, that's about right.
Sandy Creek, 3-198. Tell me about that.
Well, I do have to mention, we haven't got a lot of time to mention individuals, but the Rooster, Reece Hankey, is simply on fire. We've discussed him, I think, last show as well, but he made yet another century. And sure, not outs do inflate your figures a little bit, but how would you like to have statistics like this after four games? He's had four innings, two not outs, a highest score of 120. He's scored two centuries. Average 182.00. Yeah. Makes Bradman look very ordinary.
And you. Remember that game I played for Tanunda a few years back?
Oh, dear me. Do we need to have a memory? Anyway, that is, he is literally on fire. He's a very good player.
Could be playing in town or not? Or is
he would be a very good chance in town.
Yeah.
But he's very loyal, Sandy Creek man.
Oh,
and he's also not by far not the world's worst bowler. He's actually bowled 33 overs for the season, taken 4 wickets at 28. He actually is probably a little bit better bowler than that, but 182, no one seems to be able to get him out. Anyway,
His bowling average is about your batting average.
Oh, this is cruel.
Okay, so Sandy Creek
but went... true.
Sandy Creek went on to defeat Light Pass.
Yep.
They only made 192. Tanunda, 9 for 234. That would have defeated Gawler South quite easily. What? 188?
Yeah, actually, that's the game I umpired. Halfway through, Tanunda made that big score, the highest score of any team for the one-day round because of the weather score the week before. And South lost a few wickets reasonably early, and I gave them no chance.
Yeah.
Particularly...
Because they've struggled this year too, South, haven't they?
Well, they have a bit. But particularly the game... first of all, Davey Goldner took 5 for 30 in a one-day game. Incredibly good performance. He's a very wise and clever bowler. Anyway, going to their batting, Crooney came out, made 65 off of 60 balls.
Yep.
And after I gave them no chance, the amazing thing was... South Gawler Oval, big oval, would you believe that between them, I think off the top of my head, I haven't got the stat in front of me, I think they hit 13 sixes. Now, hang on, that's enough over the boundary line. Half of them, just as well, the electric train isn't
only
going.
Only till April now.
Yes, but would you believe they were hitting them onto the railway line.
That is unreal, isn't it? That's a big hit over
there. Oh, it's a huge hit. And we didn't actually finish until right on 7, mainly because they were trying to find the balls on the railway line.
Did you get overtime for that?
No. But anyway, probably Tanunda were never going to lose, but South Gawler were pretty impressive
score,
in their chase.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Trent Gears, how did he go in that game?
Opened the innings, batted very, very sensibly, made 65 from 79 balls, and took a couple of wickets.
I heard he had to chase a couple of balls on the railway.
Well, no, to be fair to him, he, I think, only had one six hit off of him. But, you know, his 65 and one for... He's pretty handy. He set up.
A bit like his dad, Chris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He did set up the innings for them, really, very well.
Yeah. So, he's a good cricketer, young Trent.
So I've got them again this week, Tanunda versus Newry, which should be a good game. Yeah.
Ooh.
There you go.
Okay. And then Greenock defeated Newry, 7 for 155, Newry 137.
Now, it's very early in the season to make silly statements, but... Greenock could be the sleepers. They're doing pretty well.
Okay, because Newry have been going all right, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. But Greenock are a pretty useful outfit. You'd probably describe them as nothing flash Harry, but a bit of more depth than one would expect. They may well...
The Schlangers, they call them.
Yeah, they may well push... for a spot before.
Oh, good on them.
Because
they've only just come up, haven't
they?
Malala, one of your favourite spots there to go and umpire. 9 for 162, defeated Gilbert Valley, who are struggling. 8 for 113.
Yeah, well, of course, what's happened is that after they got shock horror beaten early in the season, they didn't have the Montgomery boys Birchmore was missing it. Now they've got the whole squad back, and they are potentially the real deal.
Okay.
Tanunda,
them?
Well, Tanunda will be around the spot. Sandy Creek will be around the spot. Malala will
and
be.
Greenock sort of puff and win.
After... Yeah, cricket's a strange game, you've got to have your full complement playing. It could be a very even season.
It looks like the weather's changed for us. I mean, they've lost a couple of weeks with the weather.
And that's very significant because although they're only playing one round of two-day games, and if one gets... I mean, you can't do much if it's the second Saturday that gets washed out. Yep. But like last week, they could make it a one-day game because everyone. But with 10 teams in the A grade, If there's games get washed out or whatever, it is possible, depending on who you're drawn against, that, you know, you might lose, instead of sort of looking at as if it was going to be a comfortable victory,
yep.
It could be a washout draw and 5 points instead of 10, which yep. then means if there's a lot vying for those last couple of spots, as was in the BLNG footy.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
That could have a major effect.
You might be
effect.
Playing that bottom side exactly. the week you get washed out.
And you only get half the deal.
Exactly.
So, but I have not met anyone yet who doesn't agree with the new format of one round, two-day games.
Because
at least in theory, it's real cricket.
So no one-day games normally.
No one-day games.
Unless they get washout.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind that concept either.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, while we're on the cricket.
On the cricket.
After all, and I think a lot of it was just press trying to fill up space in TV interviews or columns in inches and papers. Yep. That Carey wasn't going to get the spot.
Oh,
obviously,
to,
Alex is going to get the wicket-keeping spot.
Has to.
Well, it would have been totally contradictory to everything that Cricket Australia has done, because he's been the sort of second in line to Tim Payne for the last umpteen years.
Probably should have been in front of Tim Payne.
But, you know, they'd set him up. He's even captained the ODI side on occasion, officially vice-captain. And if they'd gone against that, well, there's no rule of thumb at all. Mm. But you may be, as we know, he was a pretty useful footballer.
Yeah. Yep.
And he actually was captain of the, they were called TGWS, which later, when they got into the AFL, became Greater Western Sydney.
Yep.
And they were looked after by the one and only Kevin Sheedy.
Who?
Well, they couldn't get a decent coach, so they got Sheedy. But as we all know, Carey got delisted or shafted.
Yep.
Here I discovered is a very interesting story that Carey and Sheedy were having coffee at the Rooty Hill RSL, and Sheedy was about to tell him that he was not going to make the grade. Yep. And I'll read to you because it's rather interesting. Over coffee at the Rooty RSL after the 2011 TAC Cup season, Sheedy, who actually happened to be a handy leg spin bowler in his day, broke the news to Carey he would be delisted. Quote, I told him we've got 20 midfielders. Have a crack at cricket, mate. You've got to play the odds here for a person of your height and your weight and your talent. So if you want to be in the best talent, you're going to have to beat Toby Green, the captain Stephen Coniglio, and we've just knocked off the number one draft pick Tom Scully. So we've got all the midfielders. If you want to have a decent crack at a sport, have a crack at cricket. He was a midfielder because then I had Zach Williams at halfback and he was picked 198. I was trying to get people placed so they don't stuff up their lives. The Giants gave him a chance for someone else's career to flourish at another sport. He might have missed out on playing in a grand final for GWS in 2019, but he gets recompensed with a test career.
Wow.
How about that? Isn't that interesting how sport, life's fickle, isn't it?
Yeah. I know you are talented at two sports. You keep telling me. So. I'm battling with one at the moment.
marbles and Monopoly.
I'm pocket billiards.
Now, that's a pretty unfair call.
Travis, will he get picked?
No. I mean, no way on this earth.
Off 100?
Well, you can argue that, and you can argue that Usman scored as many hundreds.
Oh, I can't keep smiling about Usman.
But the, you love
you
that, don't you?
Yeah,
you love that, don't you?
That chapel one. Yeah.
not even the best cricketer in the family.
Yeah, I love
it. But, the logic, it seems to me, if there is any logic, is despite that you can argue that Usman's 30-plus.
Yep.
The thing is...
He's bloody that, consistent, isn't he?
Well, but the thing is, in Australia, and history is history, it doesn't mean that you're guaranteed that you go out and make runs in the future. But the history is that he's got, overall, a test average of 40-plus. But in Australia, I think it's somewhere around 60.
Mm.
Now, the other thing is that he is a bit more flexible. He obviously will... If he gets picked, we'll bat at five or six. But he is potentially an opener.
Mm.
Now, if Marcus Harris...
Who hasn't made a run for...
Well, that's
when's
right.
the last run he's made?
Oh, I don't think he can remember himself. But if he crashes...
Yeah. Was he up the
there's
top?
There's not a lot... Yeah, and, yeah. and they could do worse than...
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So I
can't believe we haven't got... Like a couple real in-form openers in Australia.
Well, but we haven't. That's now the Smokey is Renshaw.
Yeah.
But I don't. I don't think he's not a Smokey for the first test.
Yeah.
But if he was to, I mean, the other thing is, as we've discussed in previous shows and previous years, the opportunity because Sheffield Shield seems to go out the window and get to the second half of the year. But and now with COVID, whether anyone plays anything,
wow.
But Renshaw's looking good. He got picked very early as a test player and looked good and then went to water.
By the wayside,
but, I wouldn't be surprised if he was around. And you see, Bancroft is beginning to show. I mean, everyone forgets Bancroft and thinks all he did was rub some a ball with some sandpaper. But he actually was Australia's leading run getter on South African tour. Not that they made
huge
numbers.
He works part-time at Bunnings.
Yeah. He does. He does.
Yeah, you played your career a bit early, Rick. You could have been opening for Australia.
Oh.
Hey?
I would prefer not to comment about
that. Okay. Have we got a joke, Rick?
We have got a joke, and we'll finish just about on time.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy this. A trainer took his prize greyhound to the vet and said, "Doc, he's not chasing the bunny like he used to. A mate of mine reckons it might be his eyesight. Is there anything you can help him with?" "Let's have a look," said the vet. He picked up the dog and looked straight in his eyes. Then he checked his teeth. He even lifted him high and stared intently at his chest and belly. Finally, he muttered, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to put him down." "What? Because he's going blind?" "No, because he's very heavy."
That's very good. Rick, I do have to just quickly, before we finish, the Gawler Broadcasting, I'd like to thank him. He went to the AGM the other night, and I believe we've got listeners overseas. I didn't think we even had a listener. But
well, we very rarely, and it's not having a go, got feedback on listener numbers and so forth.
Which is great. So we are the top rating sports show.
World show. Yeah, evidently we've got people in the US, South Africa, UK, England, and even in China.
China? We might have to practice. Konnichiwa.
I must pull my hair back tight. All right, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.